We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Happy Monday. It's a Monday music marathon. We got music for you. Keeping it going. No commercials right now. Hey, 833-JOE-ALEX is the number for this. 833-563-2539. I've seen this in several stories. That's why I bring it up. But I think it was on with Beyonce. I don't know if you mentioned this or not in the garbage, Alex. I think you did. But Omari Hardwick went for two Beyonce kisses. Like went straight on one kiss on this side, one kiss on the other at an award show.
Yeah, I'm about to mention it in the next garbage.
Okay, so we'll talk more about that. But I've also seen other stories. There was a reporter that got kissed by a, I believe it was a boxer the other day. And it's like harassment, they're saying. What do you think about people in general? If you just met a guy, like let's say you met a client, Alex, at the station, coming up like, Alex, oh, I love your show, love Murder Monday. Kissed you on both cheeks. What do you think about like people doing that kissing like that?
I mean, I understand that different cultures just, they do that. Like, I mean, I dated someone that was Egyptian, right? And he has an uncle that would always, every single time he greeted me, kiss me multiple times on both sides of my face. I didn't find that offensive or feel like it was inappropriate because I understand that that's their culture and they just do that. So, like, I feel like with this Beyonce situation, if Omari's culture... I don't know anything about Omari, so I don't know. But if he's just, like, American and he was just, like, kissing her multiple times on the face, then, yeah, I would say that's probably not okay because, like, we don't really do that in American culture. But if he's from somewhere else or his family is and he grew up doing that and that's a sign of respect, then, like, I don't think that we can be mad at him.
I'm not necessarily mad, but I'm wondering, 833-JOE-ALEX, are you team kiss or no kiss? Like, for example, it's not part of my culture or my belief to necessarily it's expected to go kiss somebody. How would you feel, like, the first time I met you or even now I saw, like, Alex, good to see you.
I mean, you know who's all in the news right now is Joe Biden because he had some women that like worked with him or whatever now come out and say like he constantly kissed me inappropriately and I didn't like it. And then he had to come out and make a statement, say that was never my intention, all that. That's been in the news all weekend. And like, you know, we have tons of photos of him, though. Everyone he meets, every woman, a small child or a woman, he's always sniffing their hair and kissing them and stuff.
Well, that's what they say. Shake hands, kiss babies, right?
Is it too much now? In a Me Too era, is that too much?
Live the web, girl. What about you? Would you care if somebody came up to you and gave you like, hey, little peck?
Like on the lips or just on the cheek?
I assume the cheek. I mean, mouth to mouth is pretty serious.
Yeah, on the cheek, I don't think so. I just think it depends on who it is and like the way they're doing it. If they're like being like, oh, hi, Libby, like, how are you? And they just give me like a little like European kisses on each cheek, I'm not going to think anything of it. Now, if they are also touching my lower back and like being weird, then that's
copping
a
boob
story.
Probably too much.
That's a different story. But yeah, my boyfriend's dad, he like will kiss, like he kisses everyone like on like both cheeks.
Did you know that was going to happen the first time or whenever you met him, or did you just kind of like,
I don't think he did it the first time I met him, but
did he ask her? He's just like, Olivia.
No, I mean, he didn't ask, but
that
like,
would freak me out. I'm sorry.
I also watched The Real Housewives of New York City and I watched The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and I watched The Real Housewives of Orange County religiously. And that's how every single person on that show greets everyone.
See, that's just gross to me. I'm a germaphobe, though, but I'm team no kiss. I don't care what your belief is or what it is. I'm like, no, I'm good. We can pound it.
Yeah, but guys, people never like greet men like that. I
no,
feel
but like if somebody came
women.
Up to my wife, Lindsay, I'd be like, what are you doing? Like,
that, oh, you'd be upset?
It just seems weird to me. Am I the only one here? 833-JOE-ALEX. We'll talk to you next on Radio Now. Hey, good morning. My screen just went down. What's your name again? Who's this?
My name is Bria.
Hey, Bria, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. You got everybody on here. What did you want to say?
I was going to say that I grew up on both sides of my family. Everyone came cheek still to this day. I'm 30 years old, and it's a cultural thing. I think the stigma is in America is that, you know, it's stay away from me. And when I was brought up, it was open embrace. And I think that's the difference.
So is it just like I'm a white dude. Is it just like a white people thing that people don't kiss on the cheeks? Is that what it is?
I don't know. Being Puerto Rican and black, I mean, my dad's family's black. And, you know, it's disrespectful not to kiss on the cheek.
Oh, really?
When I was in high school, you know, all of the Latino kids, we greet each other. Even first meeting, it's a part of the introduction.
Now, what would happen if, like, okay, Pork Chop's out of the room right now. I think he is, at least. We all agree, Alex, right? He's got some stank breath.
Pork chop?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's talked about it. There's something wrong with him. Yeah. He won't go get it checked out, which drives me nuts.
It's funky. Like, what if Pork Chop was your cousin? Oh, crap, he's back. And he had bad breath. Would you still kiss him on the cheeks?
I mean, yeah. No disrespect. I mean, better just not try to aim close to my mouth for nose purposes.
What if their breath was being disrespectful to your nose, though?
Oh, I would totally tell him. I mean, hygiene is hygiene.
Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Pork Chop, what about you? Would you be having a problem if somebody came up to you and kissed you on the cheeks? Like, not like, hey, I love you. It's just like, I'm greeting you. Because some people find that as like a term of endearment or affection.
Well, I understand cultural differences because like I'm from New Jersey and it's very diverse. And if someone of a different culture like came up to me and met me or whatever, wanted to kiss me on the cheek, I'm fine with that because I understand for them that's the norm.
I'm just a germaphobe. Like, I don't even want my wife to kiss me.
Oh.
Sorry, Lindsay. I love you.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.